So you may recall that we covered Shmuel yesterday, but we didn't cover Reish Lakish yet. So that's on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And you can count down approximately 10 lines down from the bottom, from the top. 10 lines down from the top. And we're up to Reish Lakish Amar. So let's just review. According to Shmuel, when the Mishnah says that he did his Rika Shalobim Koma, the carbon is possel, Shmuel says it doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean possel, that the carbon is possel. In fact, the carbon is kosher, v'ol l'bailim, and there was a kapara, and so forth and so on. But possel means that the basar is possel, which means that the basar is not nitar, it's not permitted by virtue of this unusual second-rate zrika. Reish Lakish Amar Li Olam Pasul Mamish. I cannot accept your interpretation of the Mishnah. If the Mishnah says that it's pasul, it means the carbon is pasul. Even though comes along Shmuel and he says Shalobim Komo Kimakomo Dami. Comes along Reish Lakish and he says, I agree with Shmuel fundamentally that Shalobim Komo is Kimakomo. So then the question is, so why is the carbon possel? And now Reish Lakish is saying, let's take the word possel of the Mishnah literally, kipshuto, that it means that the carbon is worthless. It's not mechapel shein bailim. And yet on the other hand, Reish Lakish says that certainly zrika shalobim komo, zrika bimkomo dami, lo kasha, you have to reinterpret the Mishnah, you have to add an ukimta to the Mishnah. Kan, in the case of Shmuel, where Shmuel darshans, if you remember from the pasuk, that zrika shalobim koma is kosher as far as the bailim are concerned, as far as the kaparas are bailim, that's shenasan vishsika, meaning there was only one strike against him, or the kohen messed up on the zrika and he did it lamal lamata, etc., but it was b'shtika, in other words, without any machshavas psul. So we have a new code word here. The word b'shtika means without any machshavas psul. But kan in our Mishnah, we have to assume, it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but shenosan ba'amira. The word amira here means machshava. In other words, he had a machshava, and his machshava was a machshava poselis. For example, he had a machshava to eat the basar chutz l'zmano. So two strikes against him. Not only was it the Zrika Shalobim Koma, which is a halbitzar, that's not so terrible, but it's much more fundamental here because he had a machshava during this Zrika that the bas will be eaten tomorrow, chutz l'zmano. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that the karban is pasul. Again, there's no chiyuv kares here. In other words, it's not pigul that generates a chiyuv kares, but nevertheless, the karban is pasul. And the reason why it's possible is because at the time of the Zrika Shalobim Koma, he had a machshava poselis to eat the basar chutzlim koma chutzlizmano. You'll ask me, so why doesn't this karba become pigul if he had a machshavas chutzlim chutzlizmano, for example? So the answer to that lies a few lines early in the Gemara. If you remember that we did yesterday, that Marzutra says that what kind of a Zrika generates pigul, that's only a zrika which would be matir the basar b'achila. But if you have a zrika that's not matir the basar b'achila, then it doesn't generate pigul. And now we're talking about a zrika of chutzlim komo, and even though again Reish Lakish like Shmuel before him holds that zrika shalobim komo kibum komo dummy, but it's not matir the basar, and if it's not matir the basar, then there's no possibility of pigul, because pigul depends upon a zrika that could bring to a heter achilas basar. But here, if this zrika could not possibly be matir the basar because it was shalobim komo, therefore could not generate pigul, even though he had a machshava of chutz l'zmano. So again, let's just summarize. Now we have a machlokes between Shmuel and Reish Lakish. The machlokes is not a machlokes l'dina, but rather it's a machlokes in how to interpret the Mishnah. according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is talking about a case of shtika. He did not have any machshava poseles. All he had was the wrong zrika. And if he had the wrong zrika, well, zrika shalomim koma is kim komo. But it means that although the pilemam is kaprim, but it's not mati the basar. And now the word posel in that Mishnah means posel as far as the basar is concerned. Comes on Reish Lakish, he says, I can't accept that interpretation of the Mishnah. It cannot be that the Mishnah, when it said posel, what it meant was that the bailamam is kaprim. The word posel is not appropriate if there's kaparas abailam, if there's ritzin karban. We must reinterpret the Mishnah, and somehow we have to generate a psul in the karban. How do we generate a psul in the karban? It can't be because the zriko shalobim koma. It has to be because he had a machshava poselis. No, if he had a machshava poselis, the karban is posel. So what's the Mishnah being machadish to me? The answer is the Mishnah is being machadish to me that even though he had a machshava poselis of chutz lizmano, nevertheless it's not pigul. Why? Because since it's a zriko shalobim koma, which is not matu the basar, then we could activate the principle of Marzutra that he derives from Sukkim, that the only machshava poselis of chutz lizmano that generates pigul is only if it was a zrika that could potentially be mati the basar. But a zrika shlobim koma, which cannot be mati the basar, is therefore it's not subject to pigul. It's a carbon that's possible. You're not allowed to eat it, and you would now say that if somebody eats it, he gets malchus for it, but he doesn't get karis. Now at this point, we could ask the question: well, what do we do in this case? He had a zrika shalobim koma, and it seems from the Mishnah that the carbon is possible, meaning we're not going to allow you to have a subsequent zrikas adam, even if there's still dam left in the tzavar. And if you recall the Gemara that we did yesterday, Shmuel explains that the reason for that is because since this zrika, even though shalobim koma is kim koma domi, it does generate kapara, you would only be replacing the zrika for one purpose and one purpose only, to be mati the basa bachila. We don't have a zrika for the purpose of being mati the basa bachila. Now that's all true according to Shmuel. According to Reish Lakish, if we're talking about a machshava poseles, that not only was the zrika shlobim koma, but he also had in mind that the basa would be eaten chutz lizmano, then in that case, I would suggest that we could replace the carbon with a second carbon. What do I mean, replace the carbon? I don't mean actually physically replace the carbon. I mean to be zorik the dam a second time around. And now the purpose of that zrika, according to Reish Lakish, would be to generate a kapara, because he's holding that the carbon is possible. So ostensibly, any carbon that's possible would be, we would allow for another zrika sadam if there is dam to replace that carbon that's possible. We may have an exception to that rule in the case of dichui that we discussed yesterday. In the case, for example, where a kohen possible like a balmum was zorek the dam, and there we might suggest that zrika sadam completes the process of the four avodos, closes the door in front of a future zrika. But I would say that that's a special halacha in kohen possible, but it wouldn't apply here in the case of machshava poseles. In the case of machshava poseles, you know, there's no way that I could salvage that zrika if it was a zrika with a machshava poselis. I would say the carbon is completely possible and just simply replace it. The only technical problem that bothers me here is that according to Reish Lakish, why didn't the Mishnah mention that he should go ahead and be zorik the dam if there's still dam left? That's confusing to me. The Mishnah omitted that important fact. According to Shmuel, I have no problem, because according to Shmuel, since there was no machshava poselis and the karbon is mechapel abaylov, then we're not going to do another zrika. But according to Reish Lakish, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of machshava poselis, and therefore the carbon is possible and there's no kaparas abaylam, I would say in this case, if that be the interpretation of the Mishnah, you should do another zrika. So I don't know why the Mishnah didn't mention this. So I'm going to keep that question outstanding for the time being, and maybe we'll be smarter as we go along. I don't know. So again, Shmuel and Reish Lakish are on the same page. In Halacha, they both agree that a Zrika Shalom B'mkoma generates Kaparas HaBailim. And if that be the case, all the questions that the Gemara had raised previously to attack Shmuel, now we can activate them and attack Reish Lakish. So that's what the Gemara does in the next line. The Gemara, in a shortened form, in a bridged manner, the Gemara doesn't go through all the questions. It just sort of refers to them. And it says, Tnan, you remember we had a Mishnah on Lamed Beis, that the Mishnah enumerates all the Zriko Shalobim Koman. And the Mishnah made a distinction, if you recall, between Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika Saddam, implying that in the case of Zrika Saddam, there would be no possibility of a follow-up Zrika. And then we had a second question of Chishev Liten Asanitonu Lamala Lamata or Lamala Lamata. And the Gemara asked from a Brisa above. And the Gemara gave a teretz, is the Gemara says that whole discussion back and forth, odd until the last line that we had yesterday of Midi Dehavia Machsheva Sinuach Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, all that goes, you know, we could just repeat it and graft it onto here. The Gemara doesn't bother doing that. So if we want to do that, we would have to do a chazar on the previous sugya, but we'll leave it at that. Because what I want to get to now is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a third shita. He rejects both Shmuel and Reish Lakish. He holds that Zrika Shalobim Koma Einokim Koma. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Edi Ve'edi, whether it's the Mishnah, which says that Zorak Shalobim Komam, if he doesn't put the Zrika, the Dam, on the right place, the Korban is possible, and there's no possibility, he understands in the Mishnah, to do any sort of tikkun and fix it up. And the same is true with regard to the Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Beis, which also lists the cases of Zrika Shalobim Komo. And there it says, Yachzar HaKosher V'yakabel V'yizro Kedino. In other words, there is a takon on this carbon. He could be makabel the dam if there is dam hanefesh that's still in the tzavar. Both of these mishnayos are talking about a case of shenosan b'shsika. There was no machsheva poselis. And why then does the Mishnah here and there establish that the carbon is posel? Because shalobim komo lav kimikomo dami. As far as we're concerned, it's as if he threw the dam on the Ritzpah. In other words, there's no Zrika here at all. Verha, and if you'll ask me, why is it that in our Mishnah, no, I'm sorry, not in our Mishnah, in the second Mishnah on Lamed Beis, the Mishnah has a takana for the Karban, and you can replace the first Zrika with a second, which is not true in our Mishnah. He says, the Ika Dam HaNefesh. It happens to be that Mishnah is talking about a case where B'mitzius, there is still Dam HaNefesh in the Tzavar HaBeima. And the Hub, but our Mishnah is talking about the Leka Dam HaNefesh. There's no Dam left. So basically, there's no difference between that Mishnah over there and our Mishnah here as far as the din of Tikkun. In other words, we're talking about a Zrika ala Ritzpah. Lamaisa, it's as if for all intents and purposes they threw the Dam on the floor. And in such a case, what you do is you look for more Dam and get it right this time. Why didn't the Mishnah here mention that possibility that he should look for other Dam? Because the Mishnah is talking about a case where there is no other Dam. So that's why I submit to you that in our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah omits the Tikkun process, meaning that you can do another Zrika, don't draw any conclusions from that. Because as Rabbi Yochanan says, it could be the Mishnah is talking about the Bidleka Dama Nefesh. So now, Rabbosai, we have here a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that he's not going to accept the premise of both Shmuel and Reish Lakish, that the Mizbeach is one entity, and wherever you put it on the Mizbeach, that's called Zrikas Adam ala Mizbeach. No. The Torah specifies exactly how and where to do the Zrika, and all those specifications define the Zrika, and if you mess up, then there's no Zrika. And if there's no Zrika, then you threw it on the Dam on the floor, and the carbon is absolutely possible. And you don't have to add, as Reish Lakish did, a Machshava Posels. Forget about Machshava Posels. There's no Zrika. And enochinami, if there's no zrika, try to find some dam, if you can salvage any, and do another zrika to replace the first zrika. So now the Gemara doesn't understand our Mishnah. Tanan. Yeah, please.
I'm not clear what Rabbi Yochanan kind of means. If it's the din is that shalobi mukomo lav kimakomo.
Right.
So then the din of the korban is that it's pasul.
Correct.
So
pasul gamrei. There's no kapara.
There's no kapara.
No kapara. In fact, that's where Rabbi Yochanan, that's where Shmuel got into trouble here, because he looked at the Mishnah and he said, how could it be? I mean, I understand that Shalobim Koma Kibakoma, how can the Mishnah say it's possible? So he did somersaults in the air to say it's possible doesn't mean what you think it means, that the carbon is possible. In fact, the carbon is Machapul Abaylan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I can't tolerate that. In fact, even Reish Lakish couldn't tolerate that interpretation of the Mishnah, but that forced Reish Lakish to introduce another contingency here in the Mishnah, namely that he had a Machshava Poselis. And the Mishnah doesn't mention a word about a Machshava Poselis. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to gain both. He wants on the one hand say that the word Posel of the Mishnah means Kipshuto, that the carbon is Posel for all of Bailim, and there's no Kapar whatsoever. And on the same side, he wants to gain that we don't have to add to the Mishnah a clause which it doesn't say in the Mishnah, namely that there was a Machshava Poselis. So why is the carbon Posel? If he had the right Machshava, there's only one possible answer to that question, says Rabbi Yochanan. And that is Zrika Shalobim Koma, Lav Kimakoma Domi. And that Posels the carbon because the Zrika wasn't done in effect. There was never an implementation of Zrika. When you put the dam in the wrong place, it's like you threw the dam on the floor. And therefore, just replace it if you were lucky enough and there's still dam in the tzav. Good? So now the Gemara asks the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. On Tanan, we learned in that Mishnah, in the case of Zrika Shalobim Koma Posel V'ein Bo Kares. And the Gemara wants to understand, why did the Tana have to tell me Ein Bo Kares? What's the chiddush of Ein Bo Kares? I mean, the man took dam and he threw it on the floor. The carbon is possible, but there's no pigel here. There was no machshava poselis. He didn't think that he wants to eat the basa chutzlus mano. So why did the Mishnah have to go ahead and tell me that the carbon is not pigel in this case? There's no carbon. Bishleim el Reish Lakish. I can understand the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish, because the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Kohen had his Rika with a Machsheves Chutzus Mano, and therefore it should be Pigel. Hainu Diktoni Pasul Vein Bo Kares. The Gemara, the Mishnah wants to tell me a big, gigantic chiddush that even though he had a Machshav of Chutzus Mano, it doesn't become Pigel, like Barzuch explained earlier, because it's not a Zrika Matiras Abbasar, because it was a Zrika Shlopim Koma, and therefore this Zrika, even with a Machshav of Chutzus Mano, could never generate Pigel, and there's never going to be a Chiv Kares. That's a Gevaldig Chiddush. I never would have thought of that. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case where it was Shtika, meaning there was no Machshav of Poselis. The only soul in this carbon is because the Zrika Shlopim Koma, which is like throwing the dam on the floor. Why did the Mishnah have to bother to tell me that it's not Pigel and it doesn't have Kares? And this Rabosai softens the question that we had before on Reish Lakish. I mean, Reish Lakish adds a clause to the Mishnah that's completely omitted in the Mishnah, that the Kohen had a Machshava of Chutzus Mano Vushtei. Where does it say that in the Mishnah? But the answer is, otherwise, why did the Mishnah have to tell me Ein Bo Kares? Which means that there is Pigel, but there's a technicality why there's no Pigel. No, there's Machsheves Pigel, the classic Machshava of Chutzus Mano he had, but for a technicality, it's Ein Bo Kares. And what's that technicality? That it was a Zrika Shalobim Koma. So now everything fits into place, and according to Reish Lakish's interpretation of the Mishnah, there was no need for the Mishnah to spell out that he had a machshav of chutzus mano. It's obvious, because otherwise why did the Mishnah have to tell me Ein Bo Kares? The words Ein Bo Kares always apply when it is pigel, but it's not pigel, if you follow what I mean. Right. Meaning the machshav is pigel is there, but it's not pigel.
Right. Whereas on Reish Lakish has the fantastic tanya that he could say the Kohen doing this rigat dam was a student of mine. And he knew that the moment he had Machshevet Pigul, if he did a kosher avodah, he would be Chayav Karet. So he spilled it.
Oh, right.
And then it's not a kosher Zrika.
Right. But again, the only comment I want to make, Shmuel, is that not that he threw the dam on the floor, he did the Zrika. And there would have been a kaparas habaylim, but he had a machshav of chutzin zman. Right. So the Gemara says the following. Kasha means that this remains a difficult question unanswered on Rabbi Yochanan. And it's really difficult, with as far as the language of the Mishnah, to support and sustain Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of the Mishnah. Rashi says, nevertheless, this doesn't mean that the Gemara is completely rejecting Rabbi Yochanan. You know, as if to say, let's cross Rabbi Yochanan off the scoreboard. That's not so. We're left with a kasha. You know, sometimes the Gemara ends up with tyuvta. Tyuvta really means, you know, drop it. It's an impossible svara to maintain. But here, it's just kasha. We have a kasha. The Mishnah is a little bit odd that it had to say ein bokoris. Now the Gemara is not happy with Shmuel. Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who interprets that the word pasul in our Mishnah means that the basar is pasul because of the zrika shelo b'mkoma, but the kohen had no machsheves shelo lizmano machshev poseles, it was shtika, is mayim bokares. Again, once again, we ask the same question, level the same attack that we did against Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel, because why do you have to tell me ein bo kares? There's no havamini here that he should be chayv kares. After all, he didn't have a machshava poselis of chutzus mano. Hachi kamar. And again, these last two questions, which are identical, are really Reish Lakish's whole impetus. The reason why Reish Lakish rejected Shmuel is because otherwise, why did the Mishnah have to say ein bo kares? There must have been a machshava haposelis. And the reason why Rabbi Yochanan could not possibly why Reish Lakish could not possibly tolerate Rabbi Yochanan is because if that be the case, if we're talking about a shtika situation, then once again, why did the Mishnah have to tell me ein bo kares? Hachi kamar. The Gemara now defends the Mishnah according to Shmuel. The Gemara was not successful in doing that for Rabbi Yochanan, but for Shmuel we could do it. What the Tanur had in mind is that in the case that he did the zrika shelo b'mkom and the basar is pasul, im nasan b'machshava pasul. In other words, the Mishnah is not addressing a case of machshava of chutzlis mano, but the Mishnah wants to tell you that since there was a psul in the basar, that's how Shmuel learns out Mishnah, therefore machshava poselis of chutzlis mano would not generate pigul, ainbo kares. Now let me just think for a second, would that help for Rabbi Yochanan? Apparently not. Let me just think, let's think together if we can rack our brains. Why is it that this answer would not help for Rabbi Yochanan? Oh, so here at Baruch Hashem, I have a footnote here in Masifta. I looked out. He writes, Aval Rabbi Yochanan ein l'taritz kei. The Gemara couldn't have offered that answer. Why? Kevan shezrika shalobim komo. Ein hakim komo. Is hareu ki'ilu zarek ala ritzpa. It's not a zrika at all. U'pashut she'im chishe b'zrika zumach shevas kutsuzmano ein nasa pigul. So in other words, the Gemara is differentiating between Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Mishnah. In Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah, the fact that a machshava poselis of chutzuzmano would not generate pigul is because of a technicality that this zrika is not mati the basar, but it is fundamentally a zrika kshera, generates kapar's bailim. And therefore I would have a strong avamin to say that such a perfect zrika that's chal and it's valid to generate kapar's bailim would generate a pigul if he had a machshava of chutzuzmano. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he took the dam and he virtually threw it on the floor, and such a zrika is not even mechapel a bailim, that zrika is completely out of the ballpark as far as being a kosher zrika. It has no redeeming value whatsoever. And if there's no redeeming value to such a zrika, then, if the kohen throws the dam on the floor and he has a machshav in mind that the basar should be eaten chutzis mano, that's nothing. The whole parasha of pigul was given in a case where, as we discussed yesterday at great length, all the pieces of the puzzle were there. You know, every element was there and all the conditions for kashrus tzarkarban were met. But here he took the zrika and he threw it on the floor. Where was the statement of Rava? I'm just trying to remind myself. Rava said that that pigul only applies if all the conditions are met. Where was that? Does anybody remember?
You had to check off the three items.
Three things, three items. Yeah. Do you remember where that was?
Just
1 second. It should be right here. It's not. I don't think we learned it ages ago. Oh, here it is. Chavav Hamid Beis. It's about 2/3 down, or 3/4 of the way down on the page. And it says the following. Ha'amar Rava. Just 1 second. Yeah, Eimach Shavamo Elis. El B'misha Roy La Voda. B'davar Haroy La Voda. And b'makom haroi lavoda. Chafav amud bet. I just wanted to review Rava. I just wanted to see if Rava is relevant to our discussion here. And Rava is talking about a machshava poselis. Just 1 second. Is he talking about pigul here also? A machshava shel psul moelis. Just 1 second. Zion. Oh, so that would see. He uses the word moelis, which includes also chutzum komo, because he wants to make a statement that in a bunch of situations there's no such thing as a machshava poselis, and he's talking about both chutzum zmano and chutzum komo. That's why he doesn't mention pigul.
I mean, but we learned yesterday that a Kohen Pasala can't even make a Machshava Pasala.
A Kohen Balmum, you're saying?
A Kohen Balmum or...
Yes, Shaino Roy Lavoda, right?
He can't even make a Machshava Pasala.
Correct. I'm just saying that, you know, you see from Rava already this major principle, I call the fundamental principle, that Machshava Poselis is meaningful if all the conditions are there. You know, you're talking about a Kohen Kosher, you're talking about something that's Roy Lavoda as opposed to Minchas Omer, and you're talking about Mokum Roy Lavoda. You know, we're talking about a Mizbeach that's perfectly Roy. And now we had a Machsheves Chutzum Zmano, Chutzum Komo. In such a case, that doesn't passel the carbon, that doesn't register. So I say with a Kolshkein that if you had a case where, like according to Rabbi Yochanan, Zrika Shalom Koma is like you zoik the dam on the Ritzpah, then how much more so there wouldn't be a Machsheves Pigul? That's for sure. And again, he could still salvage the carbon if he finds more dam. The trouble in that Mishnah is that he couldn't find more dam. Okay, so that was important. Now the Gemara asks another kash on Rabbi Yochanan. Ule Rabbi Yochanan, the isha lo bimkomo, lav kimkomo dami. If this is not a zrika at all, it doesn't qualify as a zrika. Lehevi ki nishpach mina kli ala ritzpa, yasfena. Oh, so let's see what the Gemara is asking here. There's a sugya later on in Daf Lamed Beis. I can't wait till we get to Lamed Beis. It's not far down the way, but that seems to be a major sugya. That if the dam fell out of the kli onto the ritzpah, again, you had to have a kabbalas dam in the kli, but if afterwards it falls on the ritzpah, then you could gather it together and do a zrika. And now, in this case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, zrika shalobim koma, which is not called a zrika, then it's exactly like dam that ended up on the ritzpah. And obviously we're after Kabbalah Saddam, is Yasfena. So why don't we gather it from the Mizbeach in this case, actually, because the dam is on the Mizbeach. Ah, in other words, the Gemara is extrapolating from the fact that dam ala ritzpah, you can do another zrika. The same thing should apply to dam ala Mizbeach. In other words, Bishleim according to Shmuel and Reish Lakish, Zrika Shalom Koma, is considered a zrika kimkoma, and therefore it generates a kaparas habaylin. So therefore you cannot do another zrika if this dam was already mechaper. You can't take dam and be zorik it twice if on the first occasion it was mechaper. And both Reish Lakish and Shmuel agree that in the case of Shalobim Koma, the dam is mechaper, and there's Ritzi Bailim, there's no possibility of collecting the dam and doing another zrika. Again, the Mishnah spoke about the possibility, at least the Mishnah on Lamed Beis, about getting dam from the Savara Behema, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the Gemara is asking another question now. And what if there's no dam on the Savara Behema? Why not recollect this dam? Because virtually it's on the floor. And if dam is on the floor, then you could gather it together. And let's see if I'm going to be right here. I'm just going to guess what's coming around the bend, and my intuition. I'm hoping I'm right. Generally speaking, when I use my intuition, I'm not right. But maybe in this case, I'll get lucky. What I think the Gemara is about to tell us is that there's a fundamental difference between dam on the Mizbeach and dam on the Ritzpah. That dam on the Mizbeach, even though it's Shalobim Koma, and that dam, as a Zriga, was not Machaper, but nevertheless, it's on the Mizbeach. Once it's on the Mizbeach, you can't take it off the Mizbeach and do another Zriga. The case on Lamed Beis where you can gather together the dam for a second zrika, that's a case of nishbach. That's a case where it's on the ritzpah. Let's see if I'm right. Savala kimandi omar loya svena. So he writes over here in the translation of loya svena that kevan shigia dam lemizbeach. Oh, this is what I was thinking. Afal pisha lo igia kehilchaso. Kolto HaMizbeach. Wow, this is an interesting concept. Kolto HaMizbeach. You know the word klito, we'll write this on the board, right?
That's assuming there was a kli sharet that accepted the blood first. That had to be a presupposition.
That what?
There was a kli sharet that collected the blood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, no, everything was fine. Just when he threw the dam, he threw it in the wrong place. Lamal, Lamata, and this, the Yisod, Kenol, Kenegit, Yisod, all the different dinim here. So the Gemara is now being mechadesh, and we're going to apparently get into this with regard to a statement of Yitzhak Bar Yosef, that there's something called klita, klitas mizbeach. Now it's really fascinating because the mizbeach has what I call like claws almost, you know, it grabs onto things, you know, things, and that's going to be our major discussion for today, Mirtz Hashem, if we get to it, I hope we'll get to it, that the mizbeach somehow grabs onto something, it doesn't let it go. This word, which now is used for new settlers who come on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and they want to go to the Misrad HaKlita, you know, Klita means to really be well received. What do you say? Absorbed, right? Well absorbed. So the Mizbeach sort of absorbs the Dam, and it won't let it go. And it's really interesting because the Zrika itself wasn't a Zrika Kilchasa, but nevertheless it's on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach now holds on to that dam and it won't let it go. And there's not going to be a possibility of allowing you to take the dam off by collecting it and doing another Zrika. And this is a Chalashem Din. This is some sort of fantastic new Din in Kodshim that we're going to have to analyze here called Klitas HaMizbeach. The things that are on the Mizbeach, we don't take it off the Mizbeach. Now I'm wondering, you know, what would be in the case of a pasul? Let's say a Kohen Balmum would be Zorik to Dam on the Mizbeach. When we say this Klitas Adam on the Mizbeach, because before we spoke about the possibility that if the Kohen was pasul when he did the Zrika, then at least under certain circumstances you could do another Zrika. But maybe that means do another Zrika from the Tzavara Behema. It doesn't necessarily mean collect the Dam that's already been Nizrak. The Omer Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, Hakol Modim. There's going to be a machlokas about something else, but not about this. Benitonim lemala shenotnon lemala, or lemata shenotnon lemata, shalokim mitzvason loya asfena. So basically, according to Rav Yitzchok, because he's in the camp of Rav Yochanan here, he's actually quoting Rav Yochanan that a zrika shalobim koma is not a zrik at all. So if it was lamala and he did it lamato, vice versa, Shaloka mitzvason, whatever that means. Let's say even if he had perhaps a zrika biyad small, or maybe he had a machshava posels, whatever case it was, lo yasvena. Why? Because the dam was placed on the mizbeach, and once the dam is placed on the mizbeach, then there's no zrika on that dam. The mizbeach holds on to that dam and doesn't allow you to remove it in order to do a replacement zrika. And that's not going to be a machlokas. There is going to be a machlokas, however, about a different issue. And what's that? Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Tutanoim. Lo nechleku ella kigon, like for example the case of Nitonim lamala shenosa lamata lamata shenosa lamala Rabbi Yossi omer lo yasfena. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yasfena. So Rabbi Yossi says that even though it was a Zrika Shalobim Komo, and a Zrika Shalobim Komo is not called a Zrika at all, it's Eno Kimakomo, because again we're going to Rabbi Yochanan, nevertheless Lo Yasfena. Why? Because there was a Zrika on the Mizbeah. And once it was a Zrika on the Mizbeach, you can't replace it with the second Zrika. That's the Shita of Yossi. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yasfena, that since Zrika Shalobim Komo Eina Kimakomo, it's as if the dam was shoved onto the floor, was dropped on the floor. That's not called a Zrika at all. And since there was no Kium of a Zrika in this dam, therefore he collected and do another Zrika. So wait a minute. So let me just, I'm sorry, I got a little confused here, so give me a second, and once I'm confused, you can't ask me any questions. I don't know what's going on here. We just finished saying, Akol modim binitonim lamala ulamal lamata nosa lamata shalokim it's lo yasfeno. Right? Because... Oh, I'm sorry. Now I see you. I just pushed it. I have to fix my glasses. I didn't read it right. Everybody agrees that if the Zrika was Bimkomo, I jumped the gun. As soon as I saw Lama Lamata, I automatically said it was meant to be done Lamal and he did Lamata. No, Hanitov Lamal Shinitonim Lamal, meaning he did the Zrika Bimkomo. But Shalokim Itzvasan. Meaning he had a machshava poseles, or like we said before, he did the zrika with yad smol. Then everybody agrees lo yasfena, because once it was nitan limkomo, then that's called a maisa zrika, and the mizbeach holds on to that dam, and there's no possibility of a subsequent zrika. However, what happens in the case of zrika shalobim komo? So Rabbi Yossi says that has the same din. There's no possibility of gathering the dam because the dam is on the Mizbeach. Comes along with Shimon, he says no. The dam may be physically on the Mizbeach, but since it was Shalobim Komo, which is Eino Kimakomo, it's as if for all intents and purposes he threw it on the floor, and that's not called his Zrika at all. So in other words, Rabbi Yossi, from his point of view, has a fundamental principle that's absolute, knows, tolerates no exception whatsoever, that once the dam is on the Mizbeach, I don't care whether there was a Zrika or there was no Zrika, the Mizbeach is collate and there's no possibility of collecting that dam in order to do a subsequent Zrika. But Rav Shimon holds, no, we don't have such an absolute halacha that once the dam is on the Mizbeach, you can't replace the Zrika. It all depends upon whether there was a Zrika Bimkomo, which is a valid Zrika, or there was no Zrika. And here in this case, there was no Zrika. If there was a Zrika, just that it's not Machaper because it was Machshava Poseles, or because the Zrika was done Biat Smol, but at least the Dam reached its proper place, says Rabbi Shimon, in that case, if the Dam reached its proper place, because it was Lamata Shenosan Lamata, or Lamala Shenosan Lamala, in that case, there's no possibility of replacing the Zrika, because that is a perfect Zrika. You know, I would have said that maybe if he did the Zrika with his left hand, maybe that's not a Zrika at all. But let's assume it is a zrika because the dam goes from the Kohen and his hand onto the Mizbech in the right place on the Mizbech. Then Rabbi Shimon says it has the status of a zrika. Once it has the status of a zrika, you cannot redo the zrika with that same dam. Go find another dam. However, Rabbi Shimon agrees that if the zrika was shalobim koma, which is considered as if the zrika was where? On the ritzpah, the dam is not, the dam might be physically on the mizbeach, but it didn't get there through a zrika, because shalobim koma is not a zrika, is therefore, in such a case, you could redo the zrika, because the first zrika was nothing. It didn't register whatsoever. Just one last sentence, and then just to go on to Chav Zayin Amid Beis, just a few words. Umishnah Seinu, just to finish up the whole presentation. Kedivrei Omer Lo Yasfena. Our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So let's just go over the question on Rabbi Yochanan and how Rabbi Yochanan now gets out of this question. The question was, if Zrika Shalobim Koma is Shalokim Koma, meaning it's not a Zrika, it's like Nishpach Ala Ritzpah. So why not collect the dam itself from the Mizbeach and do another replacement Zrika on the dam on the Mizbeach? And the answer is that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds that even in the case of Azrika Shalobim Komo, which is not Kimakomo, nevertheless, since the dam got onto the Mizbeach, there's no possibility of doing a second Zrika. Yeah.
Okay. But in the case of Rav Shimon, he says you can do Yaspanu.
Right, so then the Mishnah is very difficult, because then the Mishnah says, look for Dam on the Tzavar. Forget about Dam on the Tzavar, just redo that Zrika with that Dam by collecting it off the Mizbeach.
But I thought it says unless Shimon is not a Tana, is not a Tana, because it says all Tanim agree with the concept of Klitat HaMizbeach.
But only in a case where there was a Maisa Zrika. Meaning, again, when I say Klitas HaMizbeach, that makes sense according to Rabbi Yossi, because then it becomes an absolute rule. Once right. The dam is on the Mizbeach, you can't do another Zrika on that dam.
Right.
Rabbi Shimon agrees but disagrees. Meaning Rabbi Shimon also has some sort of a quasi Klitas HaMizbeach, but it's not an absolute halacha. His understanding of Klitas HaMizbeach is a different one. The Klitas HaMizbeach is a result of a Zrika. If the dam is on the Ritzpah, even though physically it's on the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach is not kolit. In other words, in baseball you have a pitcher and a catcher. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the only time the catcher catches the ball if it's the pitcher pitch the ball. Now it could be that the catcher pulls a ball out of his back pocket. So you could say, well, he has the ball. No. That's not what we're talking about. That's not called Klitas HaMizbeach. Klitas HaMizbeach means that there was a Zrika. You know, the fact that the Mizbeach has the dam, that's like a case where the catcher pulls out a ball from his back pocket. We're talking about a case where there was a Zrika. So that's why Rabbi Shimon will differentiate between the following two cases. Case number one is where he had a Zrika Bimkoma, but he had a Machshava Poseles. And in such a case, Rabbi Shimon says that was a Zrika, because the dam ended up exactly where it was meant to end up. And now he can't redo the Zrika. But if Lu Yitzur, the dam is on the Mizbeach physically, but according to the Halacha, that's not called a Zrika, because the Zrika was Shalobim Koma, then Rabbi Shimon argues there's no din of Klitas HaMizbeach. Klitas HaMizbeach is only when it receives a Zrika. This was not a Zrika. You know, the dam is on the Mizbeach, but it's really on the ground. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he has an absolute rule that doesn't tolerate any exceptions or any conditions, namely that whenever the dam reaches the Mizbeach, whether that Zrika was a valid Zrika or not, you can't redo the Zrika on that dam. And that's why in our Mishnah, which is discussing exactly that case according to Rabbi Yochanan, namely the Zrika was not a Zrika, because Rabbi Yochanan maintains that Shalobim Koma is Eino Kimakoma, and therefore You're going to have to introduce, and the Mishnah says that if there's dam on the tzavor, then you could do another zrika, but you can't collect the dam from the mizbeach. That reflects the absolute halacha, the principle that Rabbi Yossi accepted, namely that there's an absolute klita samizbeach with a zrika or without a zrika. Okay. So now the Gemara on the top of Chav Zayin Amid Beis quotes another shita to explain in a different way the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. They're not arguing about a zrika which is not a zrika, whether he could collect the dam, but Rav Chisda Omar Avivi, in the name of Ravini, hakol modim binitanim lemata shenesonim lemala shaloyasfenu, meaning you made a boo-boo here, Rabbi Yochanan, and in truth even Rabbi Shimon agrees that if there was a zrika which is not a zrika, right, because it was meant to be thrown lamata and it was thrown lamala, and we're holding now that shalo bimkoma is lav kimakoma, nevertheless even so Rabbi Shimon is going to agree lo yasfen, meaning there is a halacha of kolto mizbeach which even Rabbi Shimon agrees to. The kolshkein, and how much more so in the case of nitonim lamala shenitonim lamata, and certainly here when it is meant to be thrown above the chodas sikra, which is very rare, as I told you, only a few cases that fit that category, and he threw it lamata, how much more so there lo yasfena, because hoil Vidomim Elyonim Lamata Heim Boim, meaning every time you do a Zrika Lamala, what happens to the Dam? It always flows down the Mizbeach and goes Lamata. So in other words, even a Zrika Lamala is really in effect also a Zrika Lamata. The mitzvah requires that the Zrika be Lamala, but it's also a Zrika Lamata. So in this case, for sure, we have a valid Zrika. Again, when I say we have a valid zrika, please don't misunderstand me. We're going according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita that shalobim koma is lav kimakoma domi. It's not even mechaper lebailin. But what I mean is it's more of a valid zrika than if you took something that belongs below the chodas sitra and you was zorik it lamala. And if we said that if you took something that belongs. Just one second, let me just make sure I have the calculation right. That it belongs lamata, and you were zorik it lamala, which is really far, far, far from being a valid zrika. That's shalobim koma in the most radical way. And yet, according to this presentation of Rav Chisda, even Rav Shimon is going to agree in this case that there's no possibility of redoing the zrika. How much more so in a case where the zrika is pretty much close to being valid? It's just a lobum coma, but the zrika of lamata for something that requires a zrika lamala is meaningful. And for sure in this case, there's going to be klitas mizbech and no possibility of gathering the dam and doing another zrika. Lo nechleku, so where does Rav Shimon argue with Rav Yossi? Ella binitanim lifnim shenesonim bachutz. Or alternatively, nitanim bachutz shenosnan lifnim. There are two mizbechos, you recall. There's a mizbech apnimi and there's a mizbech achitzon. And he switched it as far as the zrika is concerned. So here we have Rav Shimon. Now again, there's a slightly different girsa here in Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Rav Yossi Omer Ya'asfeno, right? What was our girsa? Ah, correct. It's the exact opposite of our girsa. But that's a technicality. You shouldn't get caught up with that. Oh yeah, he has a footnote about this. But that's not our issue. In any event, now Rabbi Yossi is holding Yasfenu. Why? I mean, we just finished establishing the principle of Kolto Mizbeach. What happened to the principle of Kolto Mizbeach? Where did it disappear? Why is Rabbi Yossi allowing you to collect the dam and do another zrik on the same dam? And the answer is because the Klita of the Mizbeach relates to one of two mizbechos, but not to both. You have to determine where the dam belongs. And if it belongs to the mizbech ha-pnimi and it ends up the mizbech ha-chitzon, then in that case, that's not klitas mizbech. The mizbech ha-chitzon is not the place for this dam, or vice versa. And Reb Shimon omer lo yasfen. Reb Shimon holds that each mizbech has a shame mizbech. It's classified as a mizbech, and it has the power of being kolet. And now the Gemara wants to bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that even though Zrika, she'ena v'mkoma, ena zrika, and it's not mechaper, nevertheless you can't collect the dam because the mizbech is kolet. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Afanan Nami Tmina, I learned in a braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. And now Rabbosa, we start a major sugya in kodshim. So if you haven't been awake until now, wake up, because this is a mind-boggling concept. Okay, so I'm going to write this on the blackboard because, again, we're mamish at a breakthrough. This is called, and I'm sorry that I'm not erasing this, but Kevon She'olu Shuv Lo Yerdu. Okay, now we don't know beans about this, but we're going to just explain the words at least. Once it went on to the Mizbeach, then you don't take it off the Mizbeach. Okay, that's just a literal translation. Don't ask me any questions about what that means. But it means that something that's really posel lakrova, you don't burn it on the Mizbeach, but once it got onto the Mizbeach, then don't take it off the Mizbeach, but rather do akhtara. And we're going to burn this stuff on the Mizbeach, even though it's posel. This is called, in other words, another way of formulating this very same principle, but now I'm going to formulate it in a less abstract way, in a more practical way, and it's called HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es Hapsul, which is really amazing, because these two words are antithetical, they're mutually exclusive. The exact opposite of kiddush is psul. Something that's posel loses its kedusha. But now we're saying that even though it's posel, it resurrects itself from the dead, not by itself, but through the mizbeach. And what the mizbeach accomplishes is a brand new kiddush. And we're going to see the implications of this, because keep in mind that we don't burn the emurim of a karbon, or in the case of an ola, all the evarim of the karbon, unless the carbon is kosher. Now we're talking about a carbon posel, and yet we are going to burn the emurim. Why? Because Kevin Sha'olu, if this posel got onto the Mizbeach, Shuv lo yeredu. And this is based on a posel in Vayikra Perek Vav, posel Beis. I'll read to you the posel. Zos Toras Ha'ola. Again, even though the Torah is addressing the case of a carbon ola, but we'll see that this is a universal principle in all carbonos. He ha'ola al mokdal mizbeach kol alayla arav boker v'eish ha'mizbeach tukad bo. What does it mean? What is the Torah adding here? V'eish ha'mizbeach tukad bo. Let the fires burn it on the mizbeach. Well, what did the Torah have to add that? So the words of eish ha'mizbeach tukad bo are coming to be mechadesh, that once it went up to the Mizbeach, which is called the Moke, that's where the Eish is, and it was there, for example, Kol HaLaila, is Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo, even though it's already possible. But once it got onto the Mizbeach, HaOla Al Mokda, it went on to the Moke, which is the fire of the Mizbeach, then leave it, let it burn, even though it's possible. And that's what we're going to learn now in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when it says Zos Torah Sa'ola, as we said before, Vayikra Vav, from this pasuk we're going to learn that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Es Hapsulim. Again, I'm just going to point to the blackboard. Mizbeach Mekadesh Es Hapsulim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that there are three extra words in this pasuk. The word Zos, right, in the phrase Zos Torah Sa'ola. And then it says He, that's also superfluous. And finally the word Ha'ola, that's also superfluous. And each one of these three words is coming to generate a mute, an exclusion, to teach me that even though in this pasuk the Torah is presenting for the first time a very revolutionary idea that once something's possible and it went onto the Mizbeach, it's lo yeridu, it's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. There are three exceptions to the rule. And those three exceptions to the rule, even if it's on the Mizbeach, we got to get it off the Mizbeach. Prat. Okay, what are the three exceptions to the rule? Number one, nishkata balayla. Number two, nishbach dama, means the dam went on the ritzpah. And number three, vishayatza dama chutz l'klon. In other words, if the dam somehow got out of the mechitzos, the walls, the boundaries of zrikas hadam. And in all these three cases, the psul is so fundamental and so far-reaching that it lends itself to no healing process whatsoever. I don't want to use the phrase terminally ill, but you know what I'm saying? Im also teret, even if somehow the animal gets onto the mizbeach, in the case where there was no zrikas hadam, or in the case where the shechita was done at night, or in the case where the dam first went out of the azor, now he took it back in. In these three cases, the psul is so powerful, so stringent, so severe, that it's out of the klal of mizbeach mekadesh, and therefore im also teret. But all other psulim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we apply the principle of olu lo yered. Now the Brisa presents Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going to try to figure out if Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda or not. And if he does, where is he arguing with Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Shimon says that with regard to these three extreme psulim, there's a ribui to tell me that even in these three extreme cases, the Mizbeach is Makadesh and Im Olu Lo Yeridu. Ainli Ella, I might think, Ola Kshera. If the Ola per se was Kosher, and then for some reason it became possible, Minayin L'Rabos, how do I know that even if Nishkata Balayla, or Nishpach Doma, or Yotze Doma Chutz Kloim, then he has a fourth case, is Minayin, how do I know that Im Olu Lo Yeridu? Now let's just see, before he quotes a pasuk for a ribui, let's just see the other cases. Yotze is a case of chutz la'azara. Okay? Because there's a difference here between yotze dama chutz l'kloim and yotze. Because yotze dama chutz l'kloim, we're talking about the dam was taken out of the mizbeach, and there, if the Zrika didn't take place before daybreak, before Alos HaShachar, that's called... No, I'm sorry. That's Lon. I meant to say the following. Let's start again. Sorry. Yotza Dama Chutz L'Kloim means the Dam went out of the Azor. Then he has another case, which again is part of this Ribui, and Kevin Sha'olu Lo Yardu, that's Halon. Lon is talking about a case of lina. You remember we discussed the psul of lina, and that's when the basar is left overnight with halos hashach, with daybreak. The basar is considered pasul mitzad lina, v'ayotze, or if the basar goes out of the azor, it becomes pasul, v'atome, if the basar becomes tome, v'shenishchat chutz lizmano, if he shechts the animal with a machshava of chutz lizmano, and the chutzlim komo, or alternatively shechted almanas that he's going to be marked to the boss of chutzlim komo, and these are machshavos haposlos, v'shekiblo psulim, or the avodah was done by a balmum who is zorek es hadam, and in addition v'nitonim lamala shenesonim lamata, nitonim lamata shenesonim lamala v'shelobim komo, or hanitonim b'fnim v'nosan l'chutz, he put on the rogue mizbeach v'nitonim b'chutz nosan b'fnim, or even in the case of Pesach v'chata sheshchata and lo l'shmon, in all these cases minayin, how do I know that even though the carbon is possible, but im ola lo yered, Talmud lomar toras ha'ola riba torah achas l'chol ha'olim. Interesting, I told you that the word ola means a carbon ola. No. That's not the word Ola. Ola means it went on to the Mizbeach. That's the word Ola. And when it says Toras HaOla, it's telling to tell you, I don't care how it got on to the Mizbeach. Even if it's, whether or not it's a carbon kosher, it's a carbon posel, Im Olu Lo Yerd. So we see clearly that Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Yehuda about those three cases which Rabbi Yehuda had formulated as exceptions to the rule of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. And Rabbi Shimon expands Im Olu Lo Yerdu to include those three cases. He mentions a whole bunch of other cases, including Zrika Shalobim Koma. And in all these cases, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So that even though the carbon is posel, nevertheless we're going to be Makhtir the Basar. But I would assume that Rabbi Yehuda would also accept all those cases, because Rabbi Yehuda only mentions three exceptions to the rule. But now Rabbi Shimon, even though he didn't accept those three exceptions, and he gave us the long list of psulim, all of which are subject to Im Olu Lo Yerdu, that principle, nevertheless even Rabbi Shimon has these exceptions to the rule. There's certain things that are such repulsive psulim, I'm just saying it balabatish, that even if it's on the Mizbeach, we got to get it out of the Mizbeach. Get the heck out of the Mizbeach. Yochal, I might think, Shani Marbe, since it says Zos Torah Sa'ola, we're adding all that's Ola on the Mizbeach. I might think, Af Harovea Ve'anirva Ve'amukta Ve'anevat Ve'esnan Ve'amachir Ve'akalayim Ve'atrefa Ve'yotzei Dofen. Okay, these are the repulsive kind of psulim. And we'll go through them one by one. Talmud Lomar, Zos. That was the first word that Rabbi Yehuda used to exclude those three cases of Nishkat HaBalayla, Nishpach HaDam, Yotzachutz L'Kloim. No, that Rabbi Shimon is not going to accept. Those three cases are included in Zos HaOla. But what's excluded from the word Zos? This whole list of extreme psulim. Do you remember in sports they have something called extreme sports? Okay, this is extreme psulim. Tamalomer Zos, to exclude all of these. Umar Royas Larabosis Elu Lahotzius Elu. You had a whole list that were included before. That's called a ribui. And now you have a miu to exclude this whole list. What's worse about the second list? He says, Marba Anias Elu Shahayu Psulim Bakodesh. In other words, everything was fine with the carbon. And he brought it into the, you know, into the Azara, and everything was fine. But he messed up in terms of the Shechita, in terms of Zrikas Adam, in terms of where the Dam is, in terms of what happened to the Basar. But when he came into the Azara, everything was fine and dandy. These didn't become apostle Boker Tov automatically when they entered into the Azara. These were apostle from the get-go. So let's go through the list of those that apostle even before they came into the Azara. One is an animal. Now we're talking about sodomy here, right? In the case of a rovea, that the animal was a male animal that actively had sodomy with a woman. Nirva means the animal was a female animal, and a man had sodomy with this animal. Then we have mukto, which is an animal that was designated for idol worship. We have a nevad, an animal that was actually worshipped. He bowed down to this animal. We have esnan, which is an agreement between a man who wants to have a relationship with a prostitute, and he offers her a gift, a payment, and that payment is this animal. Vamachir, that's the case of an animal that was traded for a kelev. So for example, a set, which is a lamb that's usually kosher for carbon, but he did a chalipin between a seh and a kelev, that's called machir kelev. Kelayim means the product of a mixture of two different species. Let's say you take a sheep and a goat and you breed them together and an animal comes out alive on four feet, that animal is posel of his beach. Notice that again, all these psula are in the animal. Not like the ones before where the zrika was bad or all of a sudden the basar, you know, became tamei or something like that. Then we have the case of a trefa, right? An animal that has a puncture in its inner organ in such a way it's going to die. That's called a trefa. The yotzei dofen, or an animal that was not born in the normal way, but rather it was a cesarean birth. They had to cut open the stomach of the animal and they took out the fetus. That's also posel l'mizbeach. Now, with regard to Kilayim, he says that the Gemara in Chula derives the Psul HaKrava of Kilayim from a Pasuk. And also in that same sugya, the Gemara derives that a Yosei Dofen is Pasul HaKrava. These are the cases which, even according to Rav Shimon, Im Alu Yerdu, they have to be brought down from the Mizbeach. Now, why did we go through this entire Mishnah? It's a Braisa, I'm sorry, this entire complicated Braisa. And that's what we're going to say now. Ketani Mia, amongst the list of this Braisa of Rabbi Shimon, of Alu Lo Yerdu, we have the case of an Itanim Lamata, Shenesonon Lamalo, Lamalo Venesonon Lamata. Right? This is called Zrika Shalobim Koma. And nevertheless, we apply the principle of Alu Lo Yerdu, Velo Polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't disagree in this case. You know, he had three cases where he disagreed. But here in this case, he didn't disagree. And that's a problem. Because again, in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference, Nishpach Adam al Ritzpah was one of those three exceptions. And in the case of Nishpach Adam al Ritzpah, the dam became posel, and the halacha is im alu yerdu. If somehow the dam gets onto the mizbeach after it was in Nishpach, you got to take it off the mizbeach. And if that be the case, we should apply the same logic, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Nizrak Dom Shalobim Komo, because if you remember, we're holding now like Rabbi Yochanan that Nizrak Dom Shalobim Komo equals Shalobim Komo. It's like on the Ritzpah, and therefore the principle should apply according to Rabbi Yehuda Vim Allah Yered. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda did not disagree when Rabbi Shimon added to the list of Im Alu Lo Yeredu the case of Lamala Lamata. So the Gemara says, my taima, what could be the possible explanation with regard to Im Alu Lo Yeredu in the case of Zrika Shalobim Koma? It should have been considered like Nishpach Adam. Lav Mishum de Kalte Mizbeach. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda has this halacha of Kolto Mizbeach, and it's considered as if there was a Zrika to such an extent that the Mizbeach could be Kolet. Again, in the case of Nishpach Adam, Rabbi Yehuda is saying the Mizbeach can't be Kolet, and therefore it's im alu yeredu. You have to take it off the mizbeach. But in the case of dam that went on the mizbeach but on the wrong place on the mizbeach, that itself is enough for the mizbeach to be kole v'lo yasfenu. You cannot collect it for the purpose of doing another zrika. So let's now go back and see how this plugs in to Rabbi Yochanan. We asked the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Mishnah say that in the case of Zrika Shalobim Koma, if there's dam on the tzavar, you're fine? Why not just collect the dam from the Mizbeach and do another Zrika on the dam? And the answer is, says the Gemara, because we're holding Lo Yasfena, which means that there's a din of Klitas Mizbeach. So now the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak to prove from a Braisa that in truth this din, this principle of Klitas Mizbeach applies, and that would support Rabbi Yochanan. And where do we see it? We see it from the fact that in the list that Rabbi Shimon added, we find a Zrika Shalobim Koma, and we don't find that Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with that list. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no Klitas HaMizbeach in the case of Dam Shenizrak Ala Ritzpah. Why then does he hold that Rabbi Shimon is right, undeniably, that if the Dam was on the Mizbeach, just that when it landed in the wrong place, and if the Zrika is a Zrika Psula, that Im Alu Lo Yeredu, that there is a Klitas Mizbeach? And the answer is that even though Zrika Shalobim Koma is not a Zrika, it doesn't even generate a Kaparas HaBailim, the Mele, everything is possible, but nevertheless, Im Alu Lo Yeredu. And that's called Lo Yasfenu in the Latin language of the Shas. And it's all based on the principle of of Mizbeach Makadish, that even though the dam is possible because it was thrown in the wrong place, it's not even Machapra for the Bailin, but nevertheless the dam still is subject to Klita, which means that the Mizbeach is Makadish it in such a way that there's no possibility of collecting that dam and doing a subsequent Zrika. So it's interesting, Rabosai, because when we give credence or validity to some minimal extent to a Zrika Shalom and Koma coin to Rabbi Yochanan, it works in two different directions. On the one hand, by giving it a little bit of credence, we're going to say that this Klitas HaMizbeach. On the other hand, we're going to say that the carbon is possible and the Zrika is meaningless. So again, you know, we're going to allow for another Zrika because the first Zrika is meaningless as far as Kaparas HaBailim is concerned, but that's only a different Zrika, a subsequent Zrika from the Tzavara Behema. We're not going to allow a Zrika, a repeat Zrika on the Dam that's on the Mizbeach, because to some extent we recognize the Zrika. So we've been making this big deal about Rabbi Yochanan that he equates Shalom Koma with Nishpach HaDam. And now Rav Yochanan is saying that's not an exact equation. It's not an exact science. Because it's not like Nishpach HaDam. And what's the difference between Nishpach HaDam al Ritzpah and Zrika Shalobim Koma? Nishpach HaDam al Ritzpah, forget about it. There's no possibility of Klitas HaMizbeach. There was no Zrika at all. Masha'enkin, in the case of Zrika Shalobim Koma, even though it doesn't register as a Zrika to be valid and generate a Kaparas Abaylim, but it is considered a Zrika which the Dam got onto the Mizbeach, albeit in the wrong place, and now the Mizbeach is Makadish the Dam Posel, and that's called him Olu Lor Yerdu. So there's no possibility of being Masha the Karbon by doing another Zrika on this same Dam. The only available possibility would be to find Dam that's not on the Mizbeach, that's in the Tzavar HaBehema. And I'll conclude the Shia by just reading to you one line here in the Masifta. He writes that Zrika Shalobim Koma Afal Pisha Einem Mechaperes Mikoma Kom Yesha Lea Shem Zrika. Ah, very good. The Eino Kinishpach Ala Ritzpa. And therefore Mevuar Gam Atam Shi Efshal Lizrok As Adam Shenis Shari Kvar Nasta Bo Zrika. V'lo yitochein laso zrika pamayim v'yoso dam. So you can't be zorik the dam twice. If you're talking about a case where there is no zrika, that's one thing. But where there is a zrika, then it's on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach grabs onto that dam, and it doesn't allow, it bullies you, it doesn't allow another subsequent zrika. So where do we get to, Rabosai? We got up to Omer Abelazar, correct? Mm. Alright, this part of the Sugya Amar Rabbi Elazar until the Mishnah is a little bit secondary, so I'm not sure if we have to do that together. I mean, to dedicate a whole shiur to that part I wouldn't want to do. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll see. I didn't get that email from you, Don, or maybe I didn't, I didn't see it, that you wanted to know like what you know what,
no, I didn't,
you know what I mean?
I didn't send, because I just... Okay.